Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome in to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am your host, as always, Jackson Schneider, and this is episode 141 of our show detailing all things Newman Jets athletics. And today, two great talks with two head coaches of spring sports here for the Jets. We'll visit with brand new head tennis coach Brady Matthews, and we'll also visit with Lon Flippo, head golf coach here of the Jets, and two fantastic conversations with our coaches to get you to know them just a little bit better and also get you a peek behind the curtain at each of our spring sports in competition as both of those teams, or well, I guess all four of them, if you count both men's and women's golf and tennis, really are gearing up for the stretch run here in the spring. And I really enjoyed getting to catch up with both of them, and always enjoy catching up with Coach Lon, man. He is absolutely awesome, and he's doing some great work on the golf course with our teams. And then, of course, Brady Matthews being pretty darn new to Newman Athletics in his first year leading the program. Certainly great to get to know him just a little bit better. So you can look forward to two great conversations there. But hope you all had a wonderful spring break. Now it's all about, you know, putting your head down and grinding through the rest of the spring sport calendar and into the close of another successful year here in Wichita. But over the past few days, it's been a busy go of it for our spring sports. So just to catch you up over the last few days here, since we headed into the, or are now wrapping up, I should say, the final full week in March. Men's golf was in action on Monday and Tuesday at the Arkansas Collegiate down in El Dorado, Arkansas. They took sixth place, did the Jets, and that's now five straight tournaments for Newman men's golf, finishing in the top six of their tournament. So really good work for them as they get closer and closer to potentially earning a spot to the NCAA regionals. We'll hear more about just how close this Jet team is to reaching the postseason, of course, with still a few more tournaments to go before that NCAA field is released. On Tuesday as well, baseball fell in a midweek contest to Northwestern Oklahoma State, 12-2. Softball took on Northwestern Oklahoma State as well, splitting that doubleheader, losing 6-5, but bouncing back for a 7-6 win to split that action. And also, women's tennis lost a nail-biter to Emporia State on the road, 4-3 in that contest, as they were right in it until the bitter end, but just unable to get that fourth and final win in the best of seven format in MIAA play, their first loss in league competition. But that's just about all that we had since the start of this week. Last weekend, both baseball and softball were in action. Baseball was swept at Emporia State, and softball was at home for a pair of doubleheaders. They split with Northeastern State, losing 9-8 in a tight one in the end, but winning 4-2 in game two of that doubleheader. They would also go on to host one of the top teams in the MIAA and the conference as well in action on Saturday, hosting Rogers State in a doubleheader, but the Jets would fall to the Hillcats 7-2 and 21-0 in the second contest. Women's bowling was in action as well, taking on a bunch of different teams at the GLVC tournament, making a great run and finishing in the top three of the GLVC. So really good run for the Lady Bowlers. They finished again with a great run in the end, knocking off McKendree and Central Missouri on Saturday in that action, and then also taking on Oklahoma Christian, but fell 2-0 in that tournament. So a really impressive showing for Billy Murphy's bunch on the lanes this past weekend. But we'll get into what's all to come here as we head into the end of March and into the month of April here as we close our show. But let's take our first break on the JetCast today. And when we come back, we'll visit with new head tennis coach Brady Matthews. That's coming up next here on the JetCast.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by Newman head tennis coach Brady Matthews. Brady, thanks so much for taking the time today to join the show and to get to know us a little bit better.
Absolutely. I appreciate the invitation.
Of course. Well, for some of our listeners, just to get more familiar with you, obviously you're in your first year here at Newman, and you replace Shella Augsburger, who is a staple here at Newman University with their tennis program. But Brady, if you could just kind of catch us up on your journey through tennis and coaching and what led you to Newman University.
Well, I have been coaching college tennis for about 7 years now. This is my year seven. I've been all over when it comes to the divisions. I started my first year at Seminole State College in Seminole, Oklahoma, as an assistant coach. And then after that year, I went to University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, a Division I school. As a person from the South and always been in the South, it was a tough adjustment, especially living in Wisconsin, having that snow for 7 months of the year. It was a new world for me up there. After that, I went back to the South, to Southeastern Oklahoma State University as a grad assistant to do my master's. Finished there. We had really good years. We had our first men's ITA regional champion in school history. We've had back-to-back years winning conference championships down there on the women's side, qualifying for the NCAA regionals. Had 4 great years there on both men and women's sides. This year previously, I was at Cali College in Arc City. It's kind of how I managed my way into Kansas. We had great year there on both sides, men and women, from fall national championships to us winning nationals on the women's side for the first time in school history. And we were trying to repeat from the year before I got there. On the men's side, they won nationals. And we were trying to repeat that, but unfortunately came up short and we were national runner-up on the men's. So after that great year, I've always been an assistant coach and a GA for all those schools and positions. And the opportunity came up. I've seen here, great location here in Wichita, Kansas at Newman, to finally be a head coach and kind of run my own program. And I was fortunate enough to have a good relationship with Shella and got to meet her in person and got to have my foot through the door through that.
Well, that's certainly a really cool story for you. Like you said, you've had a lot of different stops and opportunities at different levels, but, you know, that first head coaching job has to be really exciting for you to get that opportunity to lead your own program. But, you know, what excites you about the potential of that opportunity here at Newman?
I think it's really interesting for me. I think as a tennis assistant in GA, especially with my pathway that I kind of been on, there was never really like a separation of roles. I had a mentor, Brian Nelson, who is now is assistant or head coach at Southeastern Oklahoma State. He's been kind of my mentor and good friend of mine, kind of leading me down this whole path of coaching and aspect. And he welcomed me a lot with a lot of responsibilities and certain things throughout my positions to where it really feels not much of a difference. I think the biggest change from my job previously to now have been paperwork. There's like a lot more paperwork than I'm used to personally. But what really excited me about the Newman aspect was just I'm very familiar because Southeastern, we're also in the same NCAA region, but we also shared on the men's side the same conference. So that familiarity of the teams in the MIAA, I know how strong this conference is and this region is in general. So knowing that potential and the aspect of the schedule, just having nationally ranked opponents almost majority of the time, is a really good recruiting aspect. But not only that, good opportunity on both sides of getting national recognition yourself, not just personally through the school, but also the players themselves having that high level of play almost week to week.
Absolutely. Now, you know, with so many different mentors, I know you've crossed paths with a lot of different coaches, and you talked about one that was close to you personally. Has there been any advice that's really stuck with you as you've gotten started in your first year here in Wichita?
There's definitely been quite a lot, but I think I have a very, very bad when it comes to that remembering that portion of that. I think there's really been a lot. Just I've come to learn throughout this of everything, even though different locations, a lot of the job itself is very repetitive and kind of constantly the same through most things. But I would say something that probably stuck with me was just creating that positive culture, especially in all my coaching aspects. I've always coached both men and women. So creating that one team mentality culture, obviously it's two different genders, but at the end of the day, they're both sharing one coach, and I want to be able to it creates that positivity on both sides, on men and women. Rather, it's just a women's match day, the men come out support, or it's a men's match day and the women come support. It kind of feels it's that same investment and that same, it's almost one program to them. I don't try to treat it too much as two separate different things.
Well, that's got to be a challenge. And I know, you know, I'm very familiar with the sport of tennis myself, but for those that maybe aren't aware, you know, you're coaching two different teams. You're also coaching a lot of different athletes simultaneously. There's always so much going on at once, and you have to kind of keep your eyes all over the different courts all at once. How do you kind of handle or juggle that responsibility, especially on match days, when you've got kind of everything happening all at one time?
It is an absolute roller coaster, especially in the aspect, especially now that we're in the season of conference, where there might be a match where it's in a close, tight match, or we have an easy lead on another court. I go to one court, my heart rate's probably about 200, and I go to another court and it drops down to about 40. So it's an ever-changing thing, but it really comes down to a lot of that personal connection and that knowledge you have of that certain player. Because there's certain players you kind of have that ability to kind of leave them alone. I mean, they're better off with no information. You have some players that kind of need someone on their sideline a lot of the times. So it really is a lot of that self-managing of who needs what and where. Because you're split out a lot. And I make sure the players know that. And not just the recruiting aspect, but also the match day too. Obviously, we're going to come to court. I'm going to ask questions on, like, what's the situation like, what's been working out. Like, you telling me that reason behind it, because obviously I wasn't here for the past 10 minutes to see what your match was like. So it kind of helps the player a little bit get out of their own mind and kind of speak out a little bit more what was working, what's not and stuff, and gives us a little bit of a rundown, too, so we're not just coming to the court and give information of no history at all.
It's certainly a lot to manage, but I know it's a challenge you probably enjoy a ton, especially now in the conference season, like you mentioned. But got some big matches coming up on both sides over the next couple of days. Saturday, the men will be heading to Emporia State, and then the women next Friday will head to Central Oklahoma. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how the start to that conference season has gone and where you've been maybe the most impressed with your team's performances.
Okay, I'll start with the men first. We were fortunate enough to have a good start, really good start on the men's side. We had Augustana back in, I want to say, August 1st or March 20, the last day of March. And we came out really good, tough match there. The one thing about that time of the year when it's like that March, February time is you don't know if it's going to be freezing cold outside or it's going to be nice and weather. So we try to prepare a lot for either that indoor, outdoor aspect. We had to go indoor that day. The day before that, the men lost a pretty one-sided match to Rockhurst, but the ability to kind of that mental comeback and that mentality change from indoor to outdoor and also a conference match, a little bit more weight behind it. We were able to pull that win out, so a really good start in the men there. The Emporia match we have tomorrow, that's definitely a very close, from what I've come to realize, a very close rivalry match too. So beyond just conference weight, it has a little bit more behind it, not just with tennis, but I guess the school itself too. So that's been a new learning aspect since being in the job. On the women's side, we had a very close one there too. It was Emporia with that first conference match, losing 3-4. As the day goes, we're missing some key players in that lineup, and it's also, as a coach, you think of that what possibly or what could be, but we never know how things go until the end of the result goes. So it is something that we look forward to. I mean, we're going to try hard in getting that girl back in our lineup from her recovery, but other than that, we have to focus on what we have. Really looking forward to our match that we have coming up with UCL, getting that little bit of a break and kind of getting used to that. Hopefully the weather permits us to kind of be outside. It's been an interesting season so far with all this heavy wind we've been getting, not just with us, but I think we've had some, like almost a whole month streak of this 25-plus winds.
Yeah, the weather's been kind of a tough one to juggle for a lot of different sports, and I know, you know, wind especially can kind of mess with tennis, so hopefully it'll die down a little bit for you, especially here this weekend. I know it was windy outside earlier today when I was just walking in from my car, so hopefully that'll die down for you. But, Coach, before we let you go, I just wanted to kind of ask you as well, you know, your goals for this program as you're just getting started. You know, there's a long way to go in the journey, but, you know, goals for this program. What do you see on the horizon for Jet Tennis?
I definitely see a very good horizon as well for us. I think the opportunity, like I mentioned before, we're in a very tough, good conference. And with that, risk also comes the reward as well. You can just as easily, if you go 0-3, obviously still not having a good year, but if you go 3-0, you're looking at yourself being in the top 10 in the nation. We have some schools in us that representing the MIAA well in our conference. I mean, Washburn ranked top, I think, 10. Emporia ranked top 25. Northwest Missouri has always had good history as well. And with us adding some other teams down the South GAC, because I don't know if most people know too much about it with our men's side, but we kind of combine with the GAC conference, I think like soccer does. And we have some teams down there that are nationally ranked too. So when it comes to conference time, we're basically playing 7 or 8 of the top 25 teams in Division II. So that's something I always look forward to, because it's just that motivation of, especially in our position of nothing to lose in that scenario and everything to gain. So that's something I really try to embrace a lot to the players, is just that aspect of that benefit that we get to have of being in this conference and being in this region and having so many of these matches close to us. But I mean, I always kind of express to them my previous success that I've had, and I think that helps a lot with personally going through with winning conference and being as benefit as I had for the national championship, I want to share that same feeling and stuff and have that same ideal with these guys that I have. I want them to know what it's like to qualify for the conference tournament or to get past that first round and make that semifinal or championship Sunday, just to have that aspect there, get to sit down in that the NCAA bracket reveal, having that feeling and stuff. It's those are feelings that not many people get to have. The very fortunate few get to experience that in the postseason that I definitely want not just these players but this program to experience as well.
Absolutely, and I know you're firing some folks up as they listen to this right now, talking about, you know, NCAA tournament berths and conference championships. And, Coach, we're so excited to have you here at Newman and really are grateful for the time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well. Appreciate it.
That's Brady Matthews. He's the head tennis coach here at Newman. We'll take another quick timeout and be back with more right after this here on the JetCast.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider here with you, visiting over the phone now with Newman head golf coach Lon Flippo, catching you up on all things Jets golf. And, Coach, you guys have been pretty busy here this spring. I know battling some weather and some wind and all sorts of things, but the season's in full effect now, and I know you're excited about the progress this team is making.
Well, thanks for having me on, Jackson. And, you know, weather is golf. You have to deal with it, and it's not an excuse for anybody. It's the same for everybody. And you play the field, you don't play the weather. And so we've been really excited about how our golfers have been out there working hard in the weather. While it's been dicey in the 50s, 25-plus mile-an-hour winds in the 80s, it's been all over the place, but they have just really put on a great effort this spring.
Absolutely. The men have finished sixth place or better now in the last five tournaments they've competed in going back to the fall season. The women have turned out a couple of really nice finishes here lately, all in the top 10 in the last three tournaments they've played in. So really some positive results yielding so far this spring, especially for your team. But What has been maybe the most impressive thing you've seen from either the men or the women? Because both seem to be playing some really good golf here lately.
I appreciate that. And I think the number one thing is just the passion and dedication of these young people who just go out in the weather, who grind in a simulator in the hitting bays when it's so cold in February and there's snow and ice on the ground so you can't get out. And they just keep working, and, you know, they're just a good example of the fact that, you know, a lot of people have talent, but a lot of people don't have drive. And without it, you just don't get as far as you can get. And I'm really proud of the effort of both the men's and women's teams of just getting out there, battling, never giving up. Our team mission statement, we don't really have a new one every year. It's kind of the Newman Golf Coach Lon Flippo mission, but it's all in all the time. And they just have adopted that. That means off the course, in the dorm, wherever, you know, their mind, their heart, their passion is for competition and golf. And so they're all in all the time, and it's paying off.
Absolutely. Now, I was looking at some of the results in the recap from the most recent tournament that your team competed in, and that was just a couple of weeks ago down at the Hillcat Classic. The men finished in fourth. The women finished in sixth, but some really solid results mixed in with that. You know, Chase Martel putting in a 211 over three rounds of golf, and the women were led by Aiden Kofelt with a 158 in their two rounds. So some really good results the last time out, but still, you know, got to continue working, like you mentioned, and that work effort to, work ethic to continue this effort forward, especially as the men get back on it on Monday.
Yeah, you know, it's been really awesome to see, you know, like just individual golfers just keep, you know, getting better and putting up the scores. And, you know, Aiden Kofelt shot two rounds under 80 for the first time in her career. And that was just exciting to see her doing that. And Chase Martel is just continues to just amaze everybody. You know, his just in out every week. He's just not the same golfer he was when he entered the campus last August a year ago. And he's on his way to some really great rewards here at the end of the season because he just refuses to quit and continues to just get better. And we're really excited about how individuals then contribute into the overall team effort. You know, we have a statement that we're only as low as our high. So we need everybody, you know, to keep getting better, because if we aren't supporting and encouraging those who are turning in higher scores, we won't be low as a team. And that's been helping us to get there. You know, right now the men, I'd safely say, you know, they're a full year ahead of schedule. I'm excited about where we're at, what we're doing. 14th in the region right now, only 5 points out of the 10th spot, which is a coveted spot, Jackson. That gets you into the NCAA regionals, which is something that since Newman has joined the MIAA and D2, we've just not seen and not ever had happen. We've gone from being ranked 175th in the nation last year to 97th this year. And so the men have just kind of found their way to get, you know, to the next level, to the mid spot. And now we're tantalizing ourselves. The last couple of tournaments, Jackson, we've been in first place after day one. And just haven't found the ability to kind of get over the hump and finish. We're getting so close, and it just makes them hungrier. And that's pretty cool to see.
Absolutely. That's firing me up, because I know those kids, they're that close, they can taste it, and they got to keep just working that little bit harder, and especially the men's side, you know, getting the opportunity this next week to get right back to it after, you know, what's been a busy couple of weeks here over the last couple of, you know, tournaments for your team. You know, there's a lot of opportunity still in front of them, but that conference championship's coming quickly, so there's still a lot of work to put in beforehand, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is coming hard and heavy. I just put out a notice. We've got 28 days left for the final men's round in the conference, so it's happening right in front of us. But, you know, we feel good about where we're going and the chances that we have. And, you know, that's a big step for Newman Golf to just be competitive and to be seeing ourselves, you know, not being satisfied with where we're finishing, but to want more. And this next couple of weeks are really big tournaments kind of leading up to conference. And then the men's conference will be after the women's will be held up in Kearney, Nebraska, and that'll be a 3-day, you know, full on 54 holes for the women. And then the following week, the men will go to Jefferson City Country Club, where for the first time they'll be hosting the MIAA men's tournament, and a lot at stake, and everyone's pretty excited.
Absolutely. Now, I did want to ask you, you talked about, you know, the men being kind of a full year ahead of schedule. How have you seen the women continue to progress as well? Because I know they've been working hard at it, and they continue to make some progress, but has that progress been maybe where you thought it would be at this point now with you, especially in your second season?
Well, you know, we had just didn't have – really hardly enough women last year. We had just four, and they were gamers. They went all out. This year we've got seven women, and it's helped a lot. They found their way, really this spring they played well. And that's all we want them to do is just get better. And, now they're beating people and, they're starting to see what that's like. And, they're getting their scores. While it's been tough with the weather conditions for them, their scores, we don't really always, reflect ourselves on like, okay, what my scoring average is, but more like, how are we playing and where are we placing? And we're really, the women have just exceeded, what we thought they could do this spring. And we're really excited about that.
Absolutely. And I know you've got visions for greater things in the future, but that progress has to be such a cool reward, right? For all the efforts that this team has put in, both men and women, over the last couple of years. But what is maybe the biggest area of improvement that needs to come for both teams as they head into these final few weeks before the conference championships?
Well, golf is it's a tough grind. I mean, it's 54 holes or 36 holes. And, a lot of people, I say this, Jackson, a lot of people can, even blind squirrels find a nut now and then, and golfers can get lucky and make a shot and think they're really doing something. But the great players figure out that it's consistency, round in, round out, hole by hole, shot by shot. And that's the deal breaker. That's the edge that the really great players have. So we're continuing to work on that. Not being satisfied with, well, I played 15 great holes, but had three bummers. They know we've got to have 18. So now they see that. And, that's the next thing we're really working for, is that just really pushing for that consistency all the way through a tournament and around. Cause then that'll, any times, even if you're in fourth or fifth or sixth place, it so often just comes down in golf to one stroke. It's just tantalizing how that happens, because you're like, how could 54 holes and it come down to one single stroke? But it proves the old adage, every single shot matters. And, in golf, it's really true. No knock on other sports, but they get to miss a lot. They get to shoot 33% from the field and be happy and, hit 330 and it's a great year. But boy, in golf, if you're 33%, it's not going to work. So we continue to push for that. And I think, that's been a big step for us. And so we're just hoping that we'll finish strong in that mindset.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to catch us up on everything. The last few weeks, I know, have been busy for you at both the men and the women, but best of luck on Monday when you head up to Hayes with the men, and still lots of great things to come with the women here as well down the stretch. But again, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Jackson. Go Jets.
That's Lon Flippo, head golf coach of your Newman Jets. We'll take a quick time out and be back to wrap up the JetCast right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Final segment of the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, episode 141 of our show. And as we close, we'll take a look at the upcoming week in Newman Jets athletics. And I know this show is coming out on a Friday night, so we'll start with this weekend as the Jet baseball team is in action with a three-game road set at Central Oklahoma. They play tonight, one game in progress as this episode is being recorded. And then once on Saturday as well, with a first pitch time in that contest of 2 o'clock, and then they'll also play Sunday afternoon starting at noon. Softball was in action earlier this afternoon, competing with a really solid Missouri Western group, and it was a tight one to the bitter end in the second game. Newman dropped game one 9-1, but the Jets fell in a tight one 6-5 in the second contest, and the Jets had a late lead in that, but a comeback in the bottom half of the seventh for Missouri Western stole the win. The Jets softball team will head now to Saturday, where they'll go up to Maryville, Missouri, and compete with Northwest Missouri State with a doubleheader Saturday at noon and 2. And then also on Saturday, men's tennis will be in action at Emporia State. We previewed that a little bit with Brady Matthews earlier in the show. They'll start at noon on Saturday in that action. And then on the final day of March, the 31st, on Monday, men's golf will be in action. They'll head out to Hayes for the Tiger Classic at Smoky Hills Country Club. So that'll be both Monday and Tuesday for that tournament. Softball will be in action at home on Tuesday afternoon starting at 2 with a doubleheader against East Central University. That'll be, again, 2 and 4 are the set times for that doubleheader. Then baseball Tuesday afternoon back at home again for a midweek conference matchup with Missouri Southern. That game will start at 3 o'clock. And if you missed anything in the last time those two squared up, it was one for the record books in a couple different ways. Newman fell 25-24 in 12 innings. The game took 5 hours and 5 minutes, and the Jets were down 10 runs entering the bottom of the ninth, came back to tie it with 10 runs in the ninth before falling just short in the 12th inning in that. So Tuesday's game could be appointment viewing at McCarthy Field, 3 o'clock again for the first pitch of that one. And then next week, women's tennis will be back in action on Friday, April 4th. They'll head on the road to Edmond, Oklahoma, to battle the University of Central Oklahoma. And then also starting on Friday, Newman will have a 3-game home series against Pittsburgh State. 3 o'clock Friday, the 4th, against the Gorillas. And then Saturday, 2 o'clock start from McCarthy Field. And Sunday, they'll wrap it up with a 1 o'clock start time as well. The softball team will be back in action then again on the road Saturday as they will travel to Washburn, take on the Ichabods in Topeka, starting at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock in that doubleheader. And then on Sunday, men's and women's tennis will both be in action down in Edmond, Oklahoma, as they both take on Southeastern Oklahoma State. So that's a look in the upcoming schedule. But as always, I know I throw a lot at you. There's always a lot going on. If you want to take a look at the full composite schedule of all Newman Athletics, you can go to newmanjets.com/calendar. And of course, you can download that Newman Jets app today because it is free for both Apple and Android users. And it's got all the schedules, all the live stats links, all the live video links, the post-game recaps, the pre-game previews, everything you need all in that Newman Jets app. So make sure to download that today as well. But that will wrap up this edition of the JetCast. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the spring weather. And we will talk to you again next week. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this has been the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.